on officialmills.co.uk.
Right, yesterday we were talking about whether you could use one of those big checks off Children in Need in a shop.
Because you desperately want one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Still haven't been sent one, but I really do want one of those big checks. Uh-huh.
Worryingly.
And then Georgina off of Newsbeat said that you can write a check on anything. And you weren't happy about that at all. You weren't having it.
Because one of the ones that doesn't speak tried to say, yes, you could even write a check on a cow. And it would work as payment. Which I find astonishing.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Now, you're an actual farmer, aren't you?
Yes.
Where are you now?
I'm currently in North Somerset.
Okay. And tell me what you got with you there.
Well, I've got a calf with me, with a check on the side of it.
You've got to send me a picture of that from your phone.
I will.
Now, I'd like to say before we start, no animals will be harmed in this experiment.
No.
So you're now going to attempt to use a cow as a check for us?
Yes.
But what's written on the cow?
At the moment, we've got the, basically the pay and then the lines that, you know, that you would write your sum and, who you make it payable to.
Right.
We've got a date line and the date. We've got a, you know, the amount box, for the actual amount in numbers and, my signature, little bit there as well.
Now, can I just ask, the pen you've used, that is safe for writing on cows with, is it?
It's an animal marker.
It's a cow writing pen.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to try and do?
Basically, I'm going to go into the local post office and buy a couple of cans of Coke with my cow.
Okay. Are you going to be able to take the cow into the post office?
No, I'm not going to actually be able to take it into the post office. I'm going to bring the post office people, hopefully, out to see the cow.
Right, okay. Well, what's the cow's name?
The cow is called Polly.
Okay. And how old is Polly?
Polly is about 2 months old.
Okay. Now, when you go up to the counter in the post office,
yeah,
I want you to first ask if they will take a check. And when they say yes,
yeah,
just tell them that it's just outside.
Okay.
Okay?
Right, we're gonna go and see. Okay. I'm going into the post office now.
Okay.
Hi. Excuse me. Do you accept checks?
£10 for a check.
Oh dear, minimum £10.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
I can sooner.
Buy something a bit more expensive, maybe.
Okay. We must be nearly to £10, yes. Okay.
What are you buying now?
No, right. I've gone and picked a selection of magazines along with a couple of cans of Coke. I've gone for Gardens Illustrated, Good Housekeeping, Auto Trader, and Farmers Weekly.
I never miss Farmers Weekly. It's one of my favourites.
It's the only weekly you can rely on.
It is.
I've just had a moment of realisation. This is the stupidest thing we've ever done. Ever.
Yeah, you're telling me. Okay, I think we've made it. Might have to get a copy of Somerset Life to go in there. Okay, right. Excuse me, I'd just like to, well, the check is actually outside. If you could possibly come out with me to see the check. If you come with me. Okay, they're coming with me now.
Excellent.
Okay. Here they come. 11:49, wasn't it? Right. Who do I make it out to? Are you going to accept it? No, I've been told no.
Why?
Is it not true that you can have a check on anything?
All the checks go through.
All the checks go through the post office, and the cows are a bit big to get to through the post office. Looks like I'm not getting my Somerset Life.
So, Georgina Bowman, off the news, you are so wrong.
Does that make me right for the first time ever?
Well, it kind of looks that way, doesn't it? You cannot use a cow as a check.
Tomorrow, could you try a chicken?